Although Fleet's Copper Mountain Training Base, named for the Red Rock formation of the original landfall, had become the generic term for the entire planet, Fleet had other bases where neither mountains nor red dust were in view. Most NCO training courses, though reached by shuttle from Copper Mountain, were actually dispersed to other facilities on the same continent. Drylands in the northern plains, Camp Engleton in the coastal swamp, Big Trees far to the west. Permanently assigned school staff had their own recreational areas, which students never saw. The long sand beaches far east of Copper Mountain, where the carnivorous hunters of the deep had been carefully fenced away. Eight Peaks Mountain District, which offered far more than eight peaks, though the rest of them weren't quite 8,000 meters. Among these lesser-known bases were the Stack Islands facilities. Rising almost vertically from the cold waters of what someone had unimaginatively called Big Ocean, the old volcanic plugs of the stacks had been engineered into even more forbidding shapes than time, wind, and water had created. The Stack Islands group had three fleet bases altogether, two for research, biomedical and weapons, and one to supervise the confinement of its most dangerous criminals. That proximity was no accident. Although the Grand Council knew nothing about it, research into neurobiology used prisoner subjects, some of whom emerged from the program with new identities. But the proximity was on a planetary, not local, scale. Though less than an hour by air car to either of the other Stack Islands bases, the prison was distant enough to keep its prisoners secure. The research bases were only a few kilometers apart on neighboring stacks, but the prison base lay at the east end of the group, out of sight from either and far beyond swimming distance, even if water temperature and sea life had not intervened. The security personnel at Three Stack, as the prison base was colloquially called, made no attempt to prevent prisoners from committing suicide. It was the general feeling that suicides saved everyone a lot of trouble. So little attention was paid to preventing escape attempts that were certain to be fatal. Prisoners could jump off the cliffs into the cold water if they felt like it. If they survived the fall and the numbing cold, they were easy prey for the native sea life, which in these latitudes was toothy and voracious. Although guards patrolled the corridors and exercise courts, and the base's air cars were carefully guarded, no regular watch was kept on the cliffs. Commanding such a base did nothing to advance an officer's career, and most loathed brig duty. For a few, however, Stack Islands Base 3 offered exactly the milieu in which they flourished. Corporal Gellin Meharry, second shift guard at Three Stack, wondered what it was about his new commander that bothered him. Prison COs were invariably bent in some way. Tolan had been soft, slovenly, entirely too fond of his own comfort, and easily handled by the senior NCOs. But this Bakarian person was clearly not bent that way.
What did she do to get sent here?
A tour at a high-security brig was no disgrace to the enlisted security force, rather the contrary, if nothing went wrong. But he had an uneasy feeling about her. After the change of command ceremony, his immediate superior, Sergeant Copans, dismissed the second shift to eat and prepare for their shift. Gellin racked his ceremonial staff and changed from his dress to his duty uniform. As always, he made sure that his gear was perfectly aligned in his locker before heading for the mess hall. Then he checked his bay in the barracks. Sure as vacuum, that new commander would pull an inspection, and he intended his unit to pass. On the way to mess, he stopped by the base data center and called up the officers list. At least he could find out about his new commander's official biography. Her image on the screen showed her with the insignia of a lieutenant commander. She hadn't had her image updated since her last promotion. He scanned the notes below. Top quartile in the academy, so she wasn't stupid. Command track with her junior duty on a series of frontline craft. As a major, she'd done the usual rotation in staff, this time on a flagship, the Dominion. There, she'd seen combat, though from the staff viewpoint.
What is it about Dominion? I should know that name.
Gellin scrolled to the flag's name.
Lupescu. Bakarian was on Lupescu's staff?
Gellin clamped his jaw, hoping his expression had not changed. Years before, Admiral Lupescu had ordered a ship commanded by Harris Serrano into an engagement that meant certain death for her crew with little or no tactical gain. Serrano refused to follow the admiral's orders and won the battle, but lost her command. Thanks to Lupescu, Serrano's crew, including his oldest living sib, Methlin, had been tried and imprisoned.
Beccarian deserves a prison appointment. Hell, she probably deserves to be a prisoner.
He switched off the unit, smiled a careful smile at the clerk in charge, and went to lunch with a gnawing pain in his belly. Partway through the meal, he stopped eating abruptly, with his fork halfway to his mouth.
What if this isn't punishment for Beccarian? What if she wanted this assignment? What if she wants to play games with prisoners like Lupescu did?
Gellin was going to have to be very careful indeed. When she noticed that she had a Mahari aboard, she was going to assume he knew, and knew she knew. When nothing happened during the first few weeks of Beccarian's command, Gellin did not relax his vigilance. He asked no questions. He said nothing he had not said many times before. He continued to be, to all outward signs, the same quietly competent young NCO he had been all along. Inside, he felt himself caught in a storm. What Beccarian had done so far was call in each officer and NCO in turn from the most senior down. Each had returned from that interview looking thoughtful. A few had also looked puzzled or worried. None had had more comment than that she was a tough lady. His turn with Beccarian would come soon. She had access to his service record, which included a list of all relatives formerly or presently in service.
What will she say? What will she ask? What should I say? I want you dead like Lupescu? That obviously won't do.